You listen to KEXP. It's 90.3 FM right here in Seattle Worldwide, KEXP.org. Very excited to have Red Ribbon in studio playing live for us. Why don't you take it away?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to KEXP. It's 90.3 FM right here in Seattle. We're live with Red Ribbon. They just put out their new full length. It's called Dark Party on Union Zero. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on. Love the record. It's perfect for this kind of weather today.
Yeah.
Perfect for late winter listening.
Yeah.
Did you guys record here at Avast, by the way?
We mixed here. We made this, our record out in Brooklyn, at Strange Weather Studios in Figure Eight. And then, we mixed here at Avast, and, we did all that with, Randall Dunn. But yeah, it's so nice to be here because it's one of the best, no, it's the best studio in Seattle. It's really great.
Yeah, and for our listeners, Randall, he's a luminary in the Seattle music scene. He's worked with like a ton of bands that I'm sure our listeners are familiar with, like Kinski and Black Mountain, Marissa Nadler, Cloud Nothings. What was it like working with Randall on this record?
It was great. I love working with Randall. He's just the best at his job, you know. He's amazing, engineer and producer. And I already told him this, so I can say it again. He's strict, but that's cool. I love that. If I could always be like as simultaneously stressed out and happy as when we were making this record, I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what you listeners want. Is they want to be stressed out, but also very, yeah. And what about the like sonic approach? Because he's and all of y'all have, I would say, have projects which can bring a lot of like sonic intensity to the sound. So was that a good melding? Was that the approach? Like, what was the back and forth like on that?
Yeah, I think we're in an intense bunch. So, yeah, we dove right into the intensity.
And I want to give a shout out to some of your other projects. Make sure I get all these. Some surprises, Nordra, Feed, Terminator. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, actually, Randall and Monica Coate are...
Oh, Zen Mother, right?
Yeah, are making the Zen Mother record maybe as we speak. So when that comes out, you all should listen to it.
So how did y'all decide to like work together on this project?
Well, it's like us players here. We just kind of, everything just kind of fell into place, you know, just friends and, it's a, I guess it wasn't too strategic. It was more just a, chance and luck. And luckily, I know some amazing musicians, so it's a gift to work with these artists. Yeah.
And I was just watching the music video for the single Your Car. I was hoping you could tell our listeners the story behind that.
Sure. Well, the first thing you need to know is it's super stabby. So
there were a lot of knives. Yeah. There's a cleaver at one point in the music video.
Yeah. Actually, Bradley Davis from Union Zero came up with the idea for that. It's like that there's like two of me, and one of me is just like normal moving around, and the other one's got like a knife cleaver in the background, and so it's a little ominous, and at the end we just drive away together, so I don't know what that means for me, but
and you actually sold that car, right?
Yeah, I sold that car. The Stranger ran a little article on it. When we released Your Car, I sold my car, and this really amazing 16-year-old bought it. It was her first car.
Really?
Yeah, Hannah. And
I hope she's
so
listening
sweet.
Right
and
now.
That, yeah, I hope so.
Does and, the radio work in that car?
It does. Yeah, and it's tuned to 90.3 KEXP.
Perfect.
cars.
Do you have anything you'd like to sell on the air right now? Now's your opportunity.
Okay.
Mini fridge.
Yeah.
Do you have some knives you want to sell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pat, I still have your cleaver. So I'm going to sell that right now for $4. Just email me at redribbonbooking@gmail.com.
Or best offers.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
OBO.
I love that. This is kind of random, too. I love that in the video, that apartment building that's on like 16th and Denny. I've always loved that building. So it was cool seeing that in the video.
Everyone in the world is invited over. tomorrow.
I always think that, like, when I walk past it, I feel like I'm in Berlin or something.
Yeah, it's a great space. Yeah, there's a lot of other musicians and stuff who live there too. So it's a little secret gem in Seattle.
Yeah, for sure. And do you guys have any upcoming tour dates, local shows that we can plug?
Yeah, we're going to be playing on December 14th at The Woods, which is a Crybaby benefit show or showcase, I guess. And Crybaby, for those of you who don't know, is a really amazing practice space. It's underground. The Woods is actually above Crybaby. So I've never been inside of there before. So it'll be interesting to see what that venue space is like. And then we have a show at Easy Street Records. And I think the date on that is going to be January 12th. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure. But that's out in West Seattle, so you can check us out there. Hopefully, we've got plans to tour nationally in April. So if anyone wants to book a show in the USA... you have my email already, so please.
Awesome. Well, I'd heartily encourage all our listeners to check out the record from Red Ribbon. It's called Dark Party. It came out just a couple months ago on Union Zero. And you're going to play a couple more songs for us here on KEXP Live at Avast. Listening to Red Ribbon live here on KEXP.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Red Ribbon. Check out the new record, Dark Party. It's here on KEXP. It's 90.3 FM in Seattle, worldwide, KEXP.org.